This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is an interesting note I got. Joanne writes, I teach high school students and our class average on each test is 50 to 60% consistently. They don't listen to lectures. They text, surf, as you discussed, and when we send them to the vice principal, it doesn't make a dent. And what, I send the whole class every period, every day? What? How do you get your students to listen to you? So this is interesting. I assume my students are listening to me. I mean, you never know. I could be in la-la land. You know, I've been teaching in various forums, you know, my whole career. But this is the first time that not the first time. I taught Sunday school, you know, a while back. But this is the first time I teach the adults, right, you know, on a daily basis, you know, a class of them. And so I think they listen. But, what I do is I try to make it entertaining. And how do you do that in high school? Okay, you know, you can't sit there and do a comedic routine every time you lecture. So what I like to do, and again, I'm no expert. I mean, there's other teachers out there that have been doing it for years. And so any advice you could give Joanne, please call in or email us and I'll talk about it next time on air at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, what a lot of teachers do and institute is a no cell phone rule. Everybody has to drop their cell phones, or their computers or their iPads up at the front of the class. And so no distractions. I don't do that. You know, one is because they're, you know, the grown-ups and, you know, they got families and babies and things like that. But I don't want them to be mad at me. I don't want them to sit there and get mad at me. And so, if I was a high school teacher, because it's very easy. I teach adults. And, you know, I tell them, like, look, you know, if you guys don't pay attention, you know, this could be life or death with one of your patients. So, I mean, you know, they listen up. They're medical students. So, you know, for the most part, I get them to listen. But I keep it entertaining. I keep it engaging. And I make them do, I just don't lecture to them. I make it very, very interactive. They know they're going to get called on. They know they have to participate. Even if they don't want to participate or get up or in there or whatever, it kind of keeps them on their toes. So they know that if I'm going to be teaching a class, don't concentrate too long on something on your internet, because I could call you at any second. Or I could look at you, or I could come over to you and put my hand on your shoulder. I remember my high school teacher doing that. I'd be sitting there goofing off, and the teacher would come up and put her hand on my shoulder while she talked, right? You know, and it's like, okay, damn. Because now the whole focus of the class is on me. So if I'm trying to write a note, look, I went to school in the 80s, and then I went to medical school in the 90s. Because it was, you know, passing notes and giggling. We didn't have text and phones, et cetera. There's little tricks with that. But when you're dealing with high school students, okay, It's you have to put yourself in their shoes as to what are they really caring about. Now, when you and I went to high school, it might have been grades. We're like, look, I don't want to fail. But I'm noticing grades aren't as much of an incentive anymore. You know, you can still graduate high school failing classes. You know, and so if you say, look, you know, you're going to get a D on this test, some of them, what does that do? What, you know, why is getting a D so bad? You know, well, if you get a D, it's going to be hard for you to get into college, but I don't want to go to college. You know, or, you know what, I could still get into college. I could still do, you know, I'm going to be working for my dad. I'm going to be whatever. You know, and so you got to find what else is motivating them. So you could either motivate them or you could penalize them. You know, you could say, all right, guys, you know, for those of you that, if we have a 50 or 60% class average, then everybody has to stay after school and we have to do detention. I mean, you could do that. I don't like that. I don't like to penalize. Okay? Then it's like Obamacare all over. But I like to incentivize. So, hey, guys, you know, do you want to get out of class early next week? Okay? I'll let you get out of class early if, right, you guys crank up the grades. Whoever doesn't, okay, has to stay. And we're going to hold the whole class. You know, you could do, you know, and sit down with your principal, sit down with your vice principal, sit down with your curriculum coordinator and come up with ideas. Now, another thing is a lot of these students like electronics. They like YouTube. They like video. You know, one thing I started doing with some of the students was I started to make videos of some of the material. Because if they just didn't like sitting there listening in class, but they liked watching a video, and I noticed for some of them that helped. Okay? Another thing you could do in class is have them make up their own study guide. All right? So go, all right, guys, computers away. Everybody get a pencil and paper. What's a pencil and paper? Really? A pencil and paper looks like this. Okay? Let's make a study guide. All right? We're talking about, let's say you're teaching a microbiology class. All right? Let's talk about salmonella. Everybody put salmonella on the top of your thing, or you could work on making Quizlets together or whatever. But I don't want them on the computer because they'll probably surf. All right? And teach from the back of the class. Okay? I walk around when I teach. So teach from the back of the class. And if somebody's computer is on, just close it. Close the computer. And say, all right, write this down. And then call on them. All right? Okay, Bobby. All right? What is, you know, what symptoms does salmonella give you? You know, it gives you the runs. Great. What's another word for runs? What's a better word for runs? Diarrhea? Excellent. Diarrhea. Great. Put that down. And I'm sure Bobby, even though he doesn't pay attention to class, is going to remember that salmonella is, you know, with diarrhea, et cetera. You know, sometimes writing things down, put it into memory. But you're going to have to mix it up. You're going to have to come up with a story. You know, if I was trying to teach, you know, about diarrhea pathogens to a bunch of high school students that didn't want to listen, I would probably talk about my worst diarrhea case. I'm like, you know, I would just start talking about, you know, pooping in my pants and all the stuff that happened. I'm sure they would listen. I'm sure they would look up and listen. So, again, you got to engage, right? You got to educate. You got to enlist. But you gotta get them involved, too. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in South Dakota, a man is suing Coca-Cola because he found a dead mouse in his can. We're not talking like a mouse. We're talking a mouse, like a whole mouse. Dwayne Putzier of Mitchell, South Dakota, drank a Coke can June 7, 2016. There was a mouse inside the can, and then he became ill. He missed 60 hours of work and accumulated $1,000 in medical bills. And oh, that's pretty good, considering, you know, sometimes you just go to the doctor once and it's $1,000. Coca-Cola says the mouse would have been in more advanced decomposition, and he is now seeking only $2,000 plus any general damages proven at trial. Wow. All right. He felt an object shift towards the opening of the can as he was finishing his drink. The court documents, attorneys for Coca-Cola disputed there was proof that a mouse ended up in the can during bottling. The company said the mouse would have been in a more advanced stage of decomposition, and the can would have been compromised by consequent gases. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Because when you open up a can of soda, there's just that little bitty, bitty circular area. All right, I don't know how else the fluid gets into the can. I mean, let alone a whole entire mouse. The attorney, I believe for Coca-Cola, which is Atlanta-based, said the mouse had fur, it had blood on its nose, its limbs were intact, and there was very minor decomposition. And I guess 6 weeks had passed between bottling and when Putzier opened the can on June 7th. Johnson said during a motion Tuesday that he anticipates testimony from a veterinary pathologist who will analyze the mouse's decomposition. The defense also hopes to get testimony from the quality assurance manager and line supervisor of the Portland, Indiana plant where it was bottled. Now, at first, you would be sitting there going, okay, this is ridiculous. There's no way a mouse got in. How do you prove it? But I got to tell you something. The man isn't seeking a lot of money. He's only asking for $2,000, $2,026. It's not like he's trying to sue for $1 million. So I kind of believe him. He wants to cover the medical bills. And it's time off work. And listen to this. If he's seeking $2,026 and he has to pay an attorney 40, 50% or whatever the attorney makes, maybe 30, whatever, then he's not really making money on this. Apparently, he sued under a new South Dakota law that allows certain cases to be handled more quickly called expedited civil action. Under law, each side is restricted to one witness and 6 hours. Oh, how nice. Oh, can you imagine how nice that'd be? But Johnson asked that Judge Patrick Smith change those limits for the case. Smith approved 3 experts for each party and agreed to lengthen the time limit for the trial. Johnson asked for 4 days so the trial could take longer. They say Coca-Cola is faced with a claim that's really an attack on its brand. Coca-Cola takes these cases extremely seriously and tries them all. So, I mean, that's kind of odd. Yeah, I can understand mouse parts so basically mouse gets in to the plant, it accidentally falls, then something ends up happening such that you'll get a piece of a leg or a mouse hand maybe or a mouse eye in your drink. I don't know. I've never seen that happen with Coca-Cola or anything else, but I guess that in theory could be what happened. However, a whole mouse, how would that even, still not, what about through the gas? And again, they don't want to go into detail of what happens with that soda pop with the gas. I mean, there's no air in there. And if there was, and there was some decomposing, then the can would possibly be overflated, right? Like, botulism. We always say never take a can that looks swollen because that could be because of botulism and the anaerobic gas that could be given off, right, within the can from the rotting bacteria or from the thriving bacteria because of, so there's, I don't know, there's something is up, but, he's not asking for a lot of money. So I believe him. All right, so Coca-Cola is still in the news because they are going to be cutting 1,200 jobs from what we understand in order to save money. They're going to be cutting these jobs in 2017 and into 2018. They also plan to increase their cost-cutting budget by $800 million. Both Pepsi and Coca-Cola brands have taken huge hits because people are now anti-soda, which for health and diabetes prevention, you have to be. You got to put down the soda pop. But what ended up happening is in the 80s and 90s, soda pop, it just became part of our daily staple. It became what you would drink, with your meal. You could always get a soda pop with your meal. So fast food helped kind of ingrain in our minds that when you sit down, you need a drink, and the drink could very easily and very practically be soda pop. Coca-Cola is based out of Atlanta. If you've ever been to Atlanta, you got to go to the Coca-Cola factory. It's amazing. And it has increased its cost-cutting target by $800 million in annual savings. And it now expects to save $3.8 billion by the year 2019. They say the majority of the additional savings would come from corporate job reductions. The company, which also reported a smaller than expected quarterly profit, said it expects to reinvest at least half of the $800 million saved to mainly boost growth. Some of you guys groan when you hear corporate jobs being lost, because the people that get to remain in their job, now their work just doubled and tripled. See, how does that work? You know, I mean, what jobs do they decide to just can? Well, this isn't necessary. This is not necessary. I mean, people are obviously working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week in corporate America, maybe longer, hopefully longer. All right. I mean, you know, I've never had a 9-to-5 day in my life, but anyway. And so, my guess is they're going to start, coalescing jobs, combining jobs. So this vice president can handle this, so let's take your day. All right. And the 8 people we're keeping, each of them have to interweave an hour of your day. I would take the lunch hour. I'd be like, oh, I could take the lunch hour. That's fine. But you see where I'm going. So, the job cuts are going to start in the second half of 2017, carry to 2018. They also forecast a smaller decline in adjusted profit. We're probably going to see some stocks drop a little bit. And how do soda pop companies start to reinvent themselves? How do they do that? Well, if they start going into more healthier drinks, all right, and, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they also do water and Minute Maid and, I think Dasani is a Coca-Cola brand water. And, there's other products that they could push, but they're big name products. Their soda pop are the biggies, movies, for example, soda was big, with movie consumption, et cetera. But one thing that ruined that are these, theaters are charging, $6 a Coke. So everybody's like, well, if I'm going to have a Coke, maybe I'll just sneak a can in. And so we're seeing less and less sales in movie theaters because it's very, very expensive. We're seeing less, people buying it, with fast food. We're starting to see fast food change in terms of people trying to go for healthier options. So it's interesting how when, somebody, let's say, wants to fight diabetes and wants to fight obesity, how there could be some economic challenges with that, because you have a lot of people that work for Coca-Cola and PepsiCo and, these other companies that kind of rely on people drinking soda pop. Personally, though, we need to get off the soda pop. We have to. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Soda pop messes with gut bacteria. We talked about that. And gut bacteria have now been linked to chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue is where you're tired. You are tired. There's a lot of different ways to describe chronic fatigue, but they're now thinking that your gut bacteria could influence it. Study found that people with chronic fatigue syndrome had higher levels of certain gut bacteria and lower levels of others compared to healthy people that didn't have the condition. So the researchers then checked to see if these imbalances were also characterized by a subset of patients who had irritable bowel syndrome, an intestinal disorder that is common in people with chronic fatigue, which is me. I have chronic fatigue and irritable bowel. You guys are all well aware of that. So it may just be my gut bacteria, which I could change eating more fruits and vegetables, and I do. I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but nothing's changing. Results show that patients did indeed have different patterns of gut bacteria disturbances depending on whether they had only chronic fatigue syndrome or both chronic fatigue syndrome and IBS. The findings suggest that researchers may be able to divide chronic fatigue syndrome patients into different groups depending on their gut bacteria imbalances. So, you could sleep if you have chronic fatigue and it doesn't work. You're still tired. Estimated 30% to 90% of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome also have abdominal issues and IBS. They don't know why it's related, but it is. So maybe they think now it could be, our bacteria, our Rosaburia, Doria, Corpococcus, Clostridium, Corporal Bacilli. Pretty interesting buggers. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you who work in the healthcare industry or work with people that speak Spanish and you need to do a crash course in learning medical Spanish, go to learnhealthspanish.com. And under $50 and in under 2 hours, you are going to be able to learn the basics of many of the words that we use in the medical in healthcare setting. Use code DDW to get a discount, and I think you guys are going to like it. It should be pretty fun, and it's going to be great exercise for your brain. Speaking of exercise for your brain, there's something called Napper-size, and Napper-size is a workout, right? I think in your sleep. There is David Lloyd Clubs revealing its trialing quote-unquote Napper-size, where participants do nothing but sleep on single beds for 45 minutes inside an exercise studio in England. The fitness chain is targeting exhausted parents of the hour-long classes in Sidcup, Southeast London, and it aims to reinvigorate the mind, improve moods, and even burn the odd calorie, according to the company's website. It begins and ends with a series of quote-unquote stretching exercises. If the trial proves successful, the company said it may roll the idea out nationwide. They say, according to our research, 86% of parents admit to regularly suffering from fatigue, which is alarmingly high, obviously, right? And so, I guess it's called Napricize. It's supposed to play atmospheric music, drop the room's temperature during the class. Already 100 people have signed up for this weekend's free trial. So you get to take a nappy poo, a little nappy poo. They say reactions are really positive, with everyone really excited to try the class, and a number of reasons, including parents who find it hard to relax at home. And if people don't get to sleep during an allotted time period, staff hope that they will get the most out of the class in terms of feeling invigorated, rested, and restored, both in mind and body. Now, why would somebody pay for a cat nap when they could pay for that at home? Well, because it all depends on how they market this, if they make it a trend, right? You know, these fitness crazes gain traction. I mean, just gain some real crazy traction. And I guess one way to do that is to make it such a big deal where people are like, yeah, I have to go and get my napricize. And I will then come back to work when I'm done. Like, oh, okay, well, that sounds good. Go napricize. All right, well, yeah. Hey, good for them. I mean, look, hey, guys, it takes this ingenuity. Right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, another little trend, we've talked about this on our show years ago, is if you want to lose weight, scientists say change the color of your plate. Red plates may make you less likely to eat your food. They say red plates are thought to trigger a danger signal that reduces the amount of what you eat. White plates make the food taste sweeter, so you will enjoy your dessert just as much, but with less sugar. So if you put your dessert on a white plate, you may like it more than if it was on a, like, let's say, a red plate. So that means a chef or a baker could maybe get away with less sugar if it's on a white plate. If your problem is you like to eat too much pasta, put pasta on a red plate. Dr. Charles Spence, professor of experimental psychology, University of Oxford, said snack foods, unhealthy stuff on a red plate, you end up eating a little bit less because it's that red color on a plate where it seems to trigger some sort of danger or avoidance signal. What you serve food on turns out to have more impact on our taste and flavor perception than I think any of us realize. It's brilliant. This has been, you know, I remember 2011, researchers from the University of Valencia asked 51 participants to eat the same strawberry mousse off of a white and black plate, alternating the order of which plate was used first. And the results revealed that eating the mousse off of a white plate made it taste 7% sweeter, 13% more flavorful, and 9% more enjoyable than eating it off of a black plate. And they think it's because the white background allows us to see food more clearly, or triggers memories of sweet gastronomic experiences. Now, back in the 1980s, there was a research project, according to Daily Mail, at Johns Hopkins University, Baltimore, that studied a shade of pink and found evidence that shades of pink could suppress appetite. Another study from Cornell University, New York, studied the amount of food people ate when given either a red or white plate to serve themselves at a buffet, and researchers found that the color contrast between the color of the food and that plate, the less people serve themselves. So, red may be a little trick. You know, and here's the thing. I don't mind tricks. I get that. I have these plates right now that are kind of a dark burgundy red. I got them because I thought it matched the kitchen really nicely. But I notice I don't like to eat off of big plates. I like to eat off of smaller plates. Because if the food's going to fall off the smaller plate, I won't put that much food on there. So there's little tricks you could do. I remember somebody years ago did the saucer trick where served dinner on a saucer. I know, but think about it. You're like, but wait a second, my steak won't fit. Your steak shouldn't be bigger than the size of a saucer. You see what I mean? That's how it works. So, all right, Dr. Spence, Told Mail Online, white plates generally have a contrasting color to the food, blah, 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 blah. They say cheese may be served on a black plate and ice cream in white bowls, so we internalize those links, and we imagine white plates to make food taste sweeter in general. But if you're somebody like me that who doesn't want to eat that much sugar and ask for a second serving of dessert, maybe use a black plate or a red plate. Dr. Spence is author of Gastrophysics, the New Science of Eating. Excuse me. And he hopes that past findings will encourage food manufacturers to add less sugar to their products while still creating the same taste experience through the color of their packaging. No, you know what manufacturers are doing now is they're making the desserts smaller and smaller. Okay, my ding-dongs, that I love ding-dongs, but they are way smaller than they used to be. I remember a ding-dong took up practically my whole hand when I was a kid. But true, I was a kid, so I had a smaller hand. All right, now, there were researchers from the University of Stirling found swapping white plates for blue allows hospitalized dementia patients to better see their food they were eating, resulting in a daily intake increase. And over 4 months, patient gained an average of 6 to 7 pounds. So let's say you have somebody older in the house and they don't eat or they don't, you know, don't give them a blue. Blue plates are depressing. I wouldn't use blue. I think that's ridiculous. But anyway. All right, so interesting stuff. Very, very cool. All right. Also very interesting is U.S. Marines are now testing robots with machine guns and, quote, hyper subs to storm beaches. They say U.S. Marines are testing 50 autonomous weapons at Camp Pendleton, California. I know. I would be so taking cover. All right. And they say using high-tech drones and weaponized robots on the front line obviously could protect the lives of U.S. soldiers, and this is being reported by the U.S. Navy. They say among the new weapons are robots armed with machine guns that could storm beaches as a first-line assault. All right, you remember D-Day? You know, I mean, unfortunately, when they stormed the beaches of Normandy, I mean, we lost thousands and thousands of men. Imagine if we did that with robots instead of our, you know, our men and women. So they say the Navy is also testing speedboats that can transform into stealthy submarines to hide from threats, kind of like Transformers. They say the futuristic machinery has been undergoing tests for the last 2 weeks at the Ship-to-Shore Maneuver Exploration and Experimentation Advanced Naval Technology Exercise Base at Camp Pendleton. Tests are trying to work out if the robots can go from naval ships to shorelines. Marine officers have also been putting the machines through their paces in a range of realistic military scenarios, and they say using robots as a first line of attack could save lives. Very interesting. There's a ground machine armed with a machine gun called the Multi-Utility Tactical Transport Robot. These machines can drive themselves during beach invasions, use tracks rather than wheels to navigate sea, sand, and slopes. Right. They weigh about 600 pounds, some of these two-wheel variants. They're 8x8, 6x6, and they can be armed with a variety of weapons. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about the whole Terminator thing, too, as long as somebody knows how to shut them off. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do.
Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link.
Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, they, you know, a lot of us, we think we're perfect, okay? I don't think I'm perfect. Some days I think I rock, but I do things that I think I are going to probably shorten my life. And some of the things I do that I think will unfortunately shorten my life is I worry a lot. I just worry. I worry about the kids. I worry about my husband. I worry about my radio show ratings.
Well, actually, I don't think I worry about my ratings that much, because if I did, I'd be getting them higher, right? So maybe I should start to worry more. And in fact, the study is saying actually worrying can make you happier. This is very interesting. They say concerning yourself about the smallest things in life isn't as bad for your health as first thought. This is according to a psychologist, Professor Kate Sweeney from the University of California, Riverside. She said it may keep you happy by acting as a motivator, even though there's been years and years of research saying it weakens the body. They say by bracing yourself for the worst in any scenario, you're often protected when what you were worried about doesn't happen. This allows you to stay positive and even motivates you. She said, despite its negative reputation, not all worry is destructive or even futile. It has motivational benefits, and it acts as an emotional buffer. And they say worry can motivate proactive efforts to assemble a ready-made set of responses in the case of bad news. I don't intend to advocate for excessive worrying. Instead, she says, I hope to provide reassurance to the helpless worrier. Now, this was, yeah, it said a worrier. Writing in the journal Social and Personality Psychological Compass, Professor Sweeney noted three possible explanations for worry's motivating effects. They say people use their emotions when making decisions, and worry serves as a cue that the situation is serious. While it also keeps a stressor at the front of their mind, prompting them to doing something about what's bothering them. The third reason could be due to the unpleasant feeling it creates, pushing people to find ways to reduce their worry. So worry could benefit one's emotional state by serving as an emotional benchmark. Now, why would it add pleasure? Well, I guess when the worry thing doesn't happen, it's like, for example, you know, you're like, oh my God, my kids are driving. Oh no. Well, one of my kids drives, the other one's too young yet. And you're like, okay, is he going to make it home? Is he going to make it home? And I don't go to sleep. When he's driving on a Saturday night, you know, out with his friends, I don't go to bed. I can't. And then once I know he came home, I'm like, yay, oh, my baby. Oh, my baby's home. And so, you know, it's, I could see that. I don't know, though. I still think worrying is, you know, worrisome. There was a study that looked at those with the highest levels of health anxiety were the most at risk of a potentially fatal heart attack or angina. A study of more than 7,000 people found. They say Norwegian scientists and hypochondriacs put their body in a state of high alert in which it is constantly on guard for any symptom or illness. This incessant checking and the resulting stress puts them in high risk of heart problems. Okay. You know how we talked about when somebody dies, somebody close to you dies, then your risk of heart attack is, what, sevenfold? Especially if it's a spouse, etc. Well, you know, we just unfortunately, you know, learned of the death last week of Dr. Chiabani, who was a very well-known doctor in Las Vegas. Our kids go to school together. Just a wonderful family, wonderful man. And, you know, he got hit by a bus when he was bicycling. You know, so somebody who is actively exercising, taking care of himself, gets killed while he's exercising. It's horrible. It's tragic. Okay? You know, because when bad things happen, when we first hear the news, when anybody hears the news of bad things, you know, that happened to somebody, like that couple who died in a Walmart parking lot from carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm like, well, maybe they were doing drugs or they were doing something stupid or, you know, they put themselves at risk. No, they didn't. They had the window open. They had part of their window cracked open. They were just sitting there talking. And it really bothers you when somebody doing something that you do every day ends up dying. You start to freak out. You know, it'd be so much easier to think, well, the person was speeding and driving too fast, or the person was under the influence of an illicit drug. No, that doesn't happen. You have healthy people doing healthy things, and they're dying when that happens. So when Dr. Chiabani passed last week after an accident, you know, while he was exercising or coming back from exercising on his bicycle, you just stop and go, oh, crap. And, you know, when you look at what happens to the family with two young boys, and, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, how do you, all of a sudden, somebody in your life is gone. Well, a lot of people with that instance, you know, they started to mentally think, how do you prepare yourself mentally for something like that happening? And I even started doing that. I even started going, well, wait a second, if God forbid anything happened to my husband, like now, God forbid, what would I do? Now you're in shock.
You know, your whole world crumbles. What we find out later, looking at other people that go through this, is their life doesn't crumble. It's devastating, and it feels like the world is crumbling, but, you know, many of them are able to, you know, carry on. And they have to carry on. There's other family members. There's you know, people that count on them. And it's, you know, devastating. It's just absolutely devastating. And so, you know, what some people do is they go, well, you know what, let's prepare. Let's make sure we have a will. Let's make sure we know where life insurance is, et cetera. So, you know, we don't lose the house. We don't, you know, lose everything if something happens. And nobody likes to talk about that because they think, oh, no, if I'm going to be discussing those things, you know, I should be saying, oh, I don't want you to ever leave me. And this is sad. And you know, don't ever leave me. But, you know, sometimes you have to be really methodical and you have to be really academic about it. And the more you're academic about it, the easier the blow. And couples need to talk and need to say, look, okay, you know, we don't want the whole world to crumble if this happens, because emotionally our world is crumbling. Okay, you know, I am going to be a wreck if, God forbid, anything happens to you. But while I'm a wreck, what could we put in place such that not everybody, like kids or an elderly parent that you're taking care of, unfortunately falls victim while you're an emotional wreck? What can we have in place such that we don't lose the house, or we could still pay our rent, you know, or, you know, the business doesn't fall apart, or, you know, et cetera. And I think having those discussions and having those plans are vital. You know, do you guys have savings? Do you have, you know, let's say somebody has to go on life support. Do you have your living will, your advanced directives? Do you have a healthcare proxy? Okay, does everybody know where life insurance policies are, bank account passwords? You know, now with the computer age, nobody wants to put anything in it. I would love to just email myself all our passwords, but no, because somebody could hack into it. You know, so where do we have, you know, our passwords? You know, the safe. Do you know how to even get into your safe? You know, do you know of any guns that you have in the house that might not have been registered, so that you don't unfortunately have something that, you know, somebody hid that you, you know, I mean, make sure you have everything in order, right? You know, then register. If you have a gun that wasn't registered, register it. If you're, you know, these types of things. And I know it sounds very romantic, you know, for couples to have that talk, because the talk is always like, oh, I hope you live forever. But couples don't live forever. And so, you know, worrying, I think, might be, there may be some advantages to it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, sparkling water may not be as harmless on your mouth as you think it is, because it is more acidic than wine and vinegar, according to Dr. Adam Thorne, a dentist. He says, most people have no idea that fizzy water is extremely acidic. Its pH is 3 on the acidity scale. pH of 7 is neutral. So carbonated drinks like diet soda, sparkling water, is pH of 3. So for those of you trying to, you know, watch your acid balance, etc., you may want to avoid, you know, sparkling water. Juices and smoothies could have a pH of 3.4, wine 3.6, salad dressing with vinegar like balsamic vinaigrette 3.6. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.